This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden says he's hopeful that Republicans in Congress will be more willing to send money to state and local governments after President Donald Trump leaves office. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Biden held a health care roundtable on a day that the United States passed more than 250,000 dead from the COVID-19 pandemic.
States are facing massive shortfalls because of lost tax revenue, which could threaten local health care systems, law enforcement, and education. Biden suggests congressional Republicans are hesitant to give states the federal money they need because they're afraid of retribution from President Trump.
And hopefully when he's gone, they'll be more willing to do what they know should be done, has to be done, in order to save the communities they live in.
Biden spoke while meeting virtually with frontline health workers from across the nation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says since the summer he had said schools will close if 3% of all the coronavirus tests performed citywide over a seven-day period came back positive.
We need to stick to that standard. And I want to emphasize to parents, to educators, to staff, to kids, that we intend to come back and come back as quickly as possible.
Darnay Foster's four kids are between 4 and 13. She says she doesn't know what to do except pull her hair out.
It's really hard for them to focus, and it's hard for me to stay on top of their work. So it is so much better when they're in school. But I also want them to be safe.
More than 2,000 students or staff in New York have tested positive since the start of the school year. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find